Welcome back. I'm Mark Steiner, and you're listening to The Mark Steiner Show on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. Every Friday, we hear a commentary from Koli Tangela on our world. He's president of Tangela Edutainment, where he uses theater, film, and new media for positive social change. He's an instructor and creator of the Positive Social Change Theater Performing Arts Program at Augusta Fell Savage Institute of Visual Arts High School. He was also an Open Society Fellow in 2010. And here's Tangela's take.
Today, a man, a white man, a rich white man, will take over as leader of what many say is the greatest country on earth, the United States of America. And I am afraid, not just of his bad tan and Muppet hair. I am a 54-year-old grown behind African black man, and I am afraid of what this man might do as president. The reason why I'm afraid is how this rich white man has publicly presented himself. He has said and done things during his campaign to become president that should have ensured him losing the election, but he still won. I hate what Donald Trump, the player, says and does, but you got to give him mad respect for his level of political ratchet game. His game must be insane. How else could he say things like, Mexicans are criminals and rapists. Muslims need to be banned from the United States. Americans captured during war are not heroes. If you're rich, you can do anything to a woman, even grab them by their. And that's just a few of Donald Trump's what the F did he just say moments since he started running for president. I am afraid that one morning I will wake up and find that because of a Twitter beef between him and his bromance object of affection, Vladimir Putin, I'm on a beach like Charlton Heston at the end of the original Planet of the Apes movie, looking up at a destroyed Statue of Liberty, screaming!
We finally really did it. You maniacs! You blew it up!
And the Electoral College! Oh yeah, I'm implying that this man could destroy the world because someone clowned him on Facebook. I believe we all need to be afraid. White, black, brown, gay, straight, trans, man, woman. That a person who has access to an army, navy, and thermonuclear weapons has demonstrated having the mentality of my 3-year-old twin sons when I tell them they can't have another cookie. And as all of you know who have young children, that can be really scary. People say we should give him a chance, and I'm willing to as well. But only a month though, and then if the unstable, borderline, insane, crazy behavior doesn't stop, then I think it would be time to apply, as the old political saying goes, people should not be afraid of its government. Government needs to be afraid of its people. We will check you when you're wrong. And then we can sit back, as that classic Bobby McFerrin song goes, and then don't worry, be happy. Ah. Oh yeah, Tangela. Yes, indeed. Then we can don't worry and be happy now. Ooh, yes, indeed. Then we can don't worry. Hey, hey, and be happy. I'm Koli Tangela, and that's my take.
Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. baby.